Omar Ula. Ula said, Luman de Omar, Osham Vadai, Lo Bo Yedia Betchila. According to the one who holds that by an Osham Vadai, you don't need Yedia Betchila. What on earth is that? So here's the background. If somebody eats a piece of meat and he's not sure it's kosher, maybe it's kosher, maybe it's not kosher. What's the halacha? The halacha is he has to bring an Asham Talui until he discovers whether or not it was kosher or not. If he never discovers it, he never discovers it. But that's the halacha. If he does discover it, he has to bring what's called Chatos. Okay? So he brings an Asham Talui, which is what's called a hanging Asham. It's going to protect him until he ever discovers the story. Now, what happens it now, by the way, two more things you have to know. There's something called Me'ila. And Me'ila means you benefited from the Beis HaMikdash. And you have to bring a carbon there, even if you did it B'mezid. So that's a unique quirk that you don't have by other things, that you can bring it even if you do B'mezid. But there are a few Asham Vadais out there. One is Asham Me'ila. Another one's going to be an Asham Shifcha Charufa. If somebody has relations with a Shifcha Charufa, let's assume for argument's sake she's half free and half slave. Even if you did it B'mezid, you have to bring a carbon asham vadai. Now, let's say you had two pieces of meat. One was regular piece of meat, and the other one was kudshim. Okay? And you're not sure which one you ate. So, there's a machlokes now between Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva, what you do. They both hold, you bring an Asham Talui. Because maybe I ate kachin, maybe I didn't. Says Rabbi Akiva, you don't know what you did. You ate a piece of meat, you don't know which piece of meat it was. So you bring an Asham Talui. Then you discover which piece of meat you brought. Now you bring an Asham Badai. Because now you know for sure that it was Me'ila. Because it was kachin meat. That's what Rabbi Akiva says. Rabbi Tarfon says, no, it's ridiculous. You're going to bring the same carbon twice. Bring one carbon and say like this. If it's Asham, if I ate a piece of meat, then if the meat was kachim, then this is my Asham Talui and my Asham Vadai. It's both. And you also have to give a fifth. So you donate the fifth and you make it tonight. If I have to give the, if it was really an Asham Vadai, then here's my money. And if not, so then it's a donation. And you only have to bring one carbon. You see, according to a Tarfon, you don't have to have the... Can someone please shut off their mute? It's very disturbing. So according to a Tarfon, you don't have to have the Yediyah B'tchila. You don't have to know what it was. You're able to bring one Asham. It'll count for the Asham Tolui / Asham Bada. It's all good. According to Rekivi, you cannot do that. So says Ula. Does anyone follow that? If you don't get that, then the whole daf is going to be lost.
What is the difference between an Asham Vadai and an Asham Vadai is only by Me'ila?
Asham Vadai is by Me'ila and also by Shifcha Charufa.
Okay, otherwise it's a Chatas. So it's a unique thing, by those two things that you're able to make this T'nai.
Right, exactly. Now, it's not a Chatas, it's called an Asham, but as a matter of fact, Akiva, the reason Reb Tarfon holds that you can bring one carbon is because it's the same animal. It's both aisles, male aisles. By a chatas, it has to be a female, can't be an aisle. So you're going to bring one, the asham is going to be an aisle, and then the chatas is going to be a male goat. So it's not even the same animal. Says, and Rabbi Akiva holds, but even though it's the asham is the same animal, you still have to bring a second one. And Reb Tarfon says you do not have to bring a second one. Okay? So you see from here that Reb Tarfon doesn't require Yediyah B'tchila. You don't even have to know you did anything wrong. I have no idea. Maybe I ate a kosher piece of meat. You have no idea. Says Reb Tarfon, that's okay. So, Amar Ula, bottom line. Laman de Amar, according to the one who holds, Asham Vadai, in Asham Vadai, Lo Bo Yediyah B'tchila, doesn't require a Yediyah B'tchila. It doesn't require a Yediyah B'tchila. Ba'al Chamesh B'ilos, B'shifcha Charufa, if somebody had relations five times with the same shivcha charufa, ain't a chayiv el achas. He's only chayiv once. Now, what is that? What's going on here? Is this going to disturb you? It's only what's going on here, says Rashi. You had five be'ilos with a shivcha charufa, says Rashi, b'shogig. B'shogig. What does b'shogig mean? I don't know. She thought you thought she was your wife? I don't know. But it's b'shogig. V'nodalo bein kol acha. I'm using the top Rashi, the long Rashi, but it'll explain the entire Gemara faster and easier than I ever could. V'nodalo, and then you realized, bein kol achas v'achas. Each time you woke up in the morning, you're not my wife. What are you doing here? Right? Each morning that happens, ein achayev el achas. You only have to bring one chatos. One asham. Why? L'hachi nakat shivcha charufa. That's how we're picking shivcha charufa, not some random woman. You could say, I thought that was my wife. No. Plain shivcha charufa. Mishum demevi karbon echad ayedi al averos harve. Because a shivcha charufa, you bring many averos for one mistake. I'm sorry. One carbon for many mistakes. Kidnan bekrisus, like it says in Krisus. Hey, there are five people. Mevi'in carbon echad al averos harve. They could bring one carbon for many averos. One of them is habal shivcha biot harve. Okay? So far, so good? V'chitnan mas nisan, and in our Mishnah, it says, it was going up over there, the niftar b'carbon echad, that you only have to bring one carbon. Hanayili b'nezid. That is b'nezid. You know she's not your wife. You know she's someone else's, she's a shivcha charufa. But, okay, you have a taiva, and you do b'nezid five times, you only have to bring one carbon. Why? Shuhumin ha mivim ala mezid kishogig. It's one of the exceptions in the Torah where you bring a carbon b'mezid and kishogig. Kidiksiv, like it says, b'koras tiyeh. There's going to be an investigation. Umalkas b'shogig leka. There's no malkas over there. Not for him anyway. There's no malkas over there. Even though b'shogig, not shogig there. Now, if b'mezid that's true, so for sure b'shogig it's true. B'gab b'mezid rabbi kra. By mezid, the Torah went out of its way to say, the niftar b'carbon echad al bios harbe. You get away with one carbon for many bios, the mezid. The kolshkin al bios shogig harbe v'helam echad. So for sure, v'shogig, you thought it was your wife. Aval, what about this one? Shogig v'nodalo bein bia l'bia. So you thought it was your wife. And in the morning, you realize, that's not my wife. So it was a shogig. The next night, again, you think it's your wife. And it happens five times in a row. So you have a idea in between. So how many karbanos do you have to bring? Right? L'man d'boi yidiyah b'tchila ba'asham v'adai. According to Rabbi Akiva, who says you have to have a yidiyah b'tchila, which is why you can't bring one asham to potter the mistake of me'ila. You can't. Why? Because when you brought the first asham, you didn't know. V'adai chashav hu l'chalik la'ashamos. Kabas kapara hamachalek is lo semated. So here the idea will certainly break up your shogig. It'll certainly break up your shogig. V'tarach lahavi al kol achas va'achas aliba derbi yochanan tamal el bachas shnei teisichelam behelam echad v'nadol shtei yedios shevi chatos achas al kol achas va'achas. The idea breaks it up according to Rabbi Yochanan and according to Rabbi Akiva, the same story. If you woke up in the morning and you realize, hey, that's not my wife, you have to bring one chatos, one ashram right now. By mezid, you don't have to. Yes, because by mezid, there's no such thing as a yedia. By mezid, there's no mistake. So by mezid, it's different. The chashiva lechiluk yedia, because knowing is ki'ilu hevi carbon being yedia liyedia. You hear that line in Rashi? Knowing that he made a mistake is like bringing a carbon on purpose. Once you bring a carbon, and then you sleep with her again, you have to bring another carbon. That's obvious. Hacha nami, here too, chashav chilek yediyah, k'il hevi carbon ben bia labia. So the same thing over here. You brought a carbon in the middle, and you brought a carbon in the middle. I'm sorry, you had a yediyah in the middle that says if you brought a carbon, and therefore, you have to bring a carbon each time. And Ula comes along to tell us, the laman, the low boy yediyah of Asham Tila, that according to a Tarfon, who doesn't require that, the fact that you have the idea in between is irrelevant. And you're only going to have to bring one carbon. because the ideas don't divide. They don't break up the carbon. Okay? You hear all that? It's a long story here. Everyone got that? Everyone's quiet.
But you're still winding up with a case where b'shaygig, or where you don't, by the Asham, you're more strict than by b'mezid.
It's true. That's a quirk. That is true.
It's a very funny quirk.
That's true. Okay, so what? It doesn't matter. That's what they're going to hold. It's true. Like it's a quirk. Though.
It's the whole Hafrasha thing. It's like Hafrasha. Did you separate the carbon yet? We were talking about that yesterday. If you separated the carbon, then you can't combine it into one chatos. It's like that, really.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's right. You have to separate the carbon. Now, you just had the idea.
What?
This is breaking up.
It also comes down to whether you have.
It all comes down to the idea. Exactly. I think that's what you said. Okay. Well, in the second line on top of I and B,
it comes down to whether it's the idea or whether you actually designate the carbon according to Abaya and Rava.
That's right. So listen to this. Maskev of Ramuna, 1 second. Ramuna asked, Elameata, if that's true, Baal the Chazar, you have Briya with her 5 times, Baal the Chazar Baal, the Hifish carbon, you designate the carbon, V'amr, now you say like this, let me go with her 1 more time. You already designated the carbon. Now you say, wait, one more night with her. Right? That doesn't make sense. It's crazy. Amalei, no. Ma'isil d'l'acha hafrasha kamarta? No, once you designate the carbon, ma'isil d'l'acha hafrasha lo kamina. I'm not talking about that case. That's a different case. Once you designate the carbon, then the clock starts again. And if you're with her again, you have to bring another carbon. That's for sure not.
Okay. So he didn't designate it. He just realized he didn't designate the carbon before.
Exactly.
And this is talking about an asham, not chatos. Because you don't need to be an asham, chatos. It's an asham.
This is talking about asham. All this only can work in an asham, in the world of asham.
Yeah.
Kiyasa Rav Dimi Amar. Rav Dimi said, 1 second. Lamanda Amar Asham Vadai Bo Yediyah Betchila, which is Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva held you have to have the Yediyah Betchila. Bo Chamesh Be'ilos. If somebody had 5 Be'ilos, B'Shifcha Charufa, Chayav HaKal Achas V'Achas. B'Chayav each and every one. Why? Because according to him, the Yediyah breaks everything up. Amalei Abaya, 1 minute. That's a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish from yesterday. Hari chatos, when it comes to a chatos, de bo'inon yediyah betchila. By chatos, everyone holds you have to have the yediyah betchila. Upligi Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. And they still argue, whether or not the yediyahs break it up. So you're holding that by asham, it for sure does? I mean, it's a machlokes. So ishtik, he didn't have an answer to that question. Amalei, he said, well, Dilma, maybe. But Maisa the La'acha Hafrasha Kamarta. Maybe you're talking about a Maisa after Hafrasha. And then everybody would agree it breaks it up. Because they're from Nuna, like Ramuna just said 5 lines ago. Amalei in. Yes, you're absolutely right. We're talking about after Hafrasha. You're right. Exactly. Okay? Has everyone got that?
So far.
Believe it or not, Amud Beis is a whole other topic, and it's not even harder than this. So we're almost finished. Let's get to the bottom of the page. Okay? Everyone got that? Now, Kiyasa Ravin, Amar, he said like this, Hakol Modim, everybody agrees, B'Shifcha Charufa. There's a case of Shifcha Charufa, there's no machlokas. Hakol Modim, B'Shifcha Charufa. And there's another case of Shifcha Charufa that everybody agrees. Umachlokas, B'Shifcha Charufa. And there's a case of there's a machlokas, B'Shifcha Charufa. So, now we're going to explain what all that was. Hakol Modim, B'Shifcha Charufa. Everybody agrees, B'Shifcha Charufa. The Ein Achayev El Achas. Kid'ula. You only chayiv once, by like Ula said, right? That's only in the world of Rabbi Tarfon. Only in the world of Hakol Modim. He means Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Hakol Modim, everybody would agree that in the world of Rabbi Tarfon, you don't need a Yediyah B'Tchila. So, by Shifcha Charufa, the Ein Chayiv El Achas, Kid Ula. Like Ula said, very good. Hakol Modim, B'Shifcha Charufa, and everybody agrees that Shifcha Charufa, the Chayiv Al Kol Achas V'Achas, Kidra from Nuna, that after you do Hafrasha, then everybody would agree you have to bring a carbon for each and every act, 100%. Umachlokes b'shifcha charufa, and there's machlokes. Lamanda Omar, Osham Vadai, by Yediyah B'Tchila, if you hold, like Rabbi Akiva, that the Ashram requires the Yediyah B'Tchila, so Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, the same Machlokas that Rabbi Yochanan and Shimon ben Lakish had. Rabbi Yochanan would hold every Yediyah is a new carbon, and Rabbi Lakish would say, absolutely not. Okay? That ends that sugya. Everyone got that?
Yeah.
Good? Okay, good.
Yeah.
Now
good.
We come... Good. Now, this next Gemara, you can literally, I am not exaggerating, you can spend a month on it. Here we go. Itmar. You ready for this? Itmar. Niskavin lahadbia es hatolosh. You bend down to pick up something that's detached. Now, it's not a flower. Rashi says, kigon, top Rashi, the nafal sakin, the knife fell, the arugos hayerek, in your vegetable garden, v'niskavin lahagbio, and you bend down to pick it up. And what happens? Your hand accidentally, v'chatach es hamechubor, and your hand, and you pull off a flower, you cut a flower off the ground. Potter, you're potter. Why you potter? Says Rashi in the second wide line, v'chiv, because it says in the Torah, Asher Chataba, you made a sin, Vidarshin and Bekrisis, Prat Limisasek, the Davar Acher, you were intending, you were, Misasek means to be busy, you were busy with one thing, Vaasa Davar Zeh, and you did this thing, you were busy picking up the knife, and you picked up a flower. That's not a shogig. The shogig, Hechidami, what's a shogig? Kigon, for example, niskavin lakach. You wanted to pick up the flower. You intended to pick up the flower. Avol shagad, but you made a mistake. Savor ein hayom Shabbos. I thought it was Tuesday. O savor, or you thought shemalacha zum muteres. This malacha is mutter. That's a classic shogig. Uvezem misasek b'hagba haya. He was busy picking up the knife. V'lo b'chaticha. He wasn't busy with cutting flowers off the ground. It happened to happen. That's not a shogig. That's not a shogig, says Rashi. And you're putter. Now, what happens if...
Why isn't that an onus?
What?
Why isn't that an onus?
Right?
It's not, one at a time. It's not an onus because... maybe it is an onus. Maybe it is an onus. What does onus mean? What does an onus mean, even? What does that mean? What is the definition of an onus?
You're in charge here.
Right, so what does an onus mean? You didn't intend.
Yeah,
it was a freak, right? So like the classic, most people, the classic case of shogeg is, or maybe misasig, is they go into a bathroom on Shabbos, and without even realizing, they turn the light on.
That's onus.
So what is that?
Onus.
What is that? That's really a shogeg. That's really a shogeg, right? What really is, you forgot at Shabbos. Right. You forgot that it was Shabbos.
That's right. You knock it with your arm, with your shoulder.
What?
Onus is where you knock the switch with your arm by mistake. Right. Shogig is where you turn it on because you weren't thinking. You forgot it was Shabbos.
Right. Now, what does onus mean, you turn it on with your shoulder?
You brush past
isn't that
it.
Why isn't that misasik? I was busy with leaning my shoulder on the wall, and I ended up turning on the light switch. That's misasik. It's exactly the same case. I went out to pick up the knife, and I picked up a flower.
Because your kavana.
What?
Your kavana is what's at stake. There was absolutely no kavana involved in the wall. Whereas when you reach down for something, you could make the argument that you were actually in the process of doing something that was miskaving.
Right. So now let's say I forgot a Shabbos, right? I forgot a Shabbos, and I bent down to cut the white flower. And by mistake, I cut the red flower. According to Rashi, that would be a shogig. The fact that it's a different flower would be irrelevant. Right. This is all now mefarshim, right? That would be misasek. That would be a shogig according to everybody.
Doesn't the Rambam hold that's a patar al-Valasar?
Who?
Doesn't the Rambam hold that's patar al-Valasar? Who mentioned
the Rambam?
Me.
I don't know what the Rambam would say about that. I don't know. Listen, I told you, this, you can spend a month on this topic. Just listen to what I'm saying. Rashi would say, if you intended to cut the red flower, but you cut the white flower, that's a shogeg. That's what Rashi would say. Based on what we said, Rashi, how Rashi defines a misasik. Misasik means you're doing something that's completely mutter, and you were busy with this, and then something else happened. I think the case of leaning on the wall and turning on the light, that's misasik. I was intending to lean against the wall, and look at this, the light went on. I didn't even realize. It's not shogeg. According to Rashi, you didn't forget it was Shabbos, and you didn't forget turning on lights. It's not permitted, right?
Well, I was talking about where you trip, maybe if you trip and fall on the light switch. Or you
so that could be an onis. That could be an onis. Yeah. But we're not talking about onis. I don't think we'd ever, right. We never really discuss onis. But okay. Now here's the next case. What
so
happens if the following...
What? We're talking about a Dover Shana Mishaven?
What do you mean by Dover Shana Mishaven?
In other words, he wasn't thinking to do that. He did that by mistake.
That's right. Yes, Kavana plays a role, but it's not a Dover Shana Mishaven. The Dover Shana Mishaven is a different thing. It's a different thing.
Okay.
So you hear what's going on? Now, so if you bent down to pick up the white flower, which was attached, Mishogeg. And you pick up the red flower. According to Rashi, that's misasik. That's a shogeg. According to Tosfos, that's also misasik. That's also misasik. Why? Because you were busy with the white and you did the red. The fact that the white was attached is irrelevant. And it's no different than that. No, that's according to Tosfos. That's no different than the case of a knife. No different, right? What about the second case, the harder one? You wanted to surprise your wife. So before Shabbos, you went and cut the flowers in the yard, but you left them in the yard to make a surprise. So now you go outside into the yard and you want to pick up the flowers that are already detached. And by mistake, you pick up ones that are attached. Is that any different than a knife? Says Rashi, yes, that's shogeg. Now, I'm not sure, you know, like I said, we have to make a hesber over here, right? I'll give you a case. Let's say you open up your refrigerator and you see a piece of meat, and you trust your wife, and your wife is an Orthodox woman, so she only buys kosher meat, and you eat it, and you thought it was kosher, and then your wife comes home and says, "No, that belonged to the maid. That was not kosher." Is that misasik or b'shogeg?
Shogeg.
What?
I would say it was a shogeg.
How is that different than the case of the knife? You thought you're doing something mutter, and look at this. A mistake happened. Think about that case for a minute. Right? Again, if it's shogeg, you have to bring a carbon. If it's misasik, you don't. So it's that case of the meat. Right? You thought it was kosher and you ate it. It turns out it wasn't kosher. How could that be a shogeg? Believe it or not, Rashi holds in Krisus that that's a shogeg, which is why here he holds that if the flower was detached and then you went ahead and tried to take it out on Shabbat, but you pulled up an attached one, it's a shogeg. So when does it change from a shogeg to a misasik? Not clear at all.
Awesome.
Very complicated.
Awesome.
Yeah.
One is two acts and one's one act. By the knife, you want to do A and you did B. Here you wanted to do A and you did A, but it was the wrong, you know, it wasn't kosher, you know what I mean?
So why can't we call that you wanted to do A and you did B?
Right. But here, you know, you want to eat the meat and you ate the meat. Same meat.
Right.
But the knife, you want to pick the knife and you picked up the flower. So it's two different acts, you know what I mean?
I hear. Okay.
Maybe it's
okay. Fine. Now, next case. But back to the Gemara.
So Menachem, Menachem, you hear me?
I hear you. Yeah, Mati, I hear you.
I always thought the difference was, in Misasik, you were intending to do something, you just did something else. In Shogeg, you weren't intending to do something, it just happened.
Okay. What do you mean you weren't intending to do something, it just happened? Like you tripped and then the light switch went on?
No.
Exactly. On a Shogeg, it's something, you're not intending to do any action specifically. Misasik, you're intending to do an action.
Right. I hear.
No, but what's there's no kavana.
Right. Right. No, but I'm saying when you walk into the bathroom and you flip the light on by mistake, what is that?
That's not a shogeg, Menachem. I'm sorry.
Sure it is.
I agree with Nick. It's like an onis matter. You're walking by and you shoulder
by. No, not walking. Not walking by. That I agree with you. You walk into a bathroom and you turn the light on. Could you? Why'd you do that? Because you forgot it was Shabbos.
Okay.
Right. You're not even thinking about it, right? You're just it's so rote. It's so customary. That means you didn't think it was Shabbos. You forgot it was Shabbos.
Okay.
So according to Mati, yeah, Mati. Mati.
I'm with you. Yeah, I'm with you. Just what would you say coming to that? Slipping in and out.
Yeah, so what would you say to that?
I missed the whole thing. It just cut off completely.
Okay. If you walk into the bathroom to turn the light on and you turn it on, isn't that a shogeg?
That's usually...
Why? Because you forgot it was Shabbos.
Yeah, classic
right?
Shogeg.
What?
Classic shogeg. You forgot it was Shabbos.
Shogeg.
Classic, right? Okay. Yeah.
And there is no real... the case by the red flower and the white flower. What was that, misasik or shogeg?
Well, Gemara
says... It's a machlokas in Rashi and Tosfos.
Oh, okay.
Menachem,
why? How come all of a sudden I can't hear anybody?
Everybody's quiet.
You know, Menachem, then there's not much of a difference between misasik and shogeg. There's got to be a clear-cut difference between the two of them.
Correct. Correct.
What is the difference between the two of them? I always thought the difference between the two of them is one is an intent for an action. It just happened something different. And shogeg is not an intent to do anything. It just happened. This has to be a comparison with the two of them to make sure that it works. I mean, there's got to be.
So, what about the case? So, I hear you. So, what would you say with the case of the meat? You thought it was kosher and you ate it, and it turns out you made a mistake. It wasn't kosher. Now, you know about hilchos kashrus. You know that. So, why'd you eat it? Because you thought it was kosher. What's it doing in my refrigerator?
Well,
is that classic or is that
shogeg? That's what?
I'm not sure this is.
You hear what I'm saying?
I do, but there's got to be a complete afkamina between the two.
That's right, there is. I don't know what it is. What I'm saying, exactly, there is an afkamina, no question about it. We just have to figure it out.
It's for shogeg because there's a positive mitzvah to test the kashrus of anything that you eat, and you didn't do so. You made an assumption.
But you have a right to make that assumption. But by the way, according to you, that would be amazing. Because you're being faulted for not checking. Right? That's not the halacha. Right? Okay, let's go on. Now, next case. Now, this is the case with the flour. You wanted to cut the flour that was already cut before Shabbos. The chatach has a mechubur. And then you end up cutting the flour that was attached. You made a mistake. Rav Amar Potter, Abaya Amar Chayev. Rav Amar Potter, Honus Chavin Lechaticha Deisura. He didn't intend that. Abaya Amar Chayev, Dakam Chavin Lechaticha Ba'alma. You wanted to make a cutting. You wanted to do some cutting. What the cutting was, it doesn't make a difference. Okay? So that's another quirk. We could spend hours and hours on this Gemara. Okay, we're going to go on. Because now the Gemara is going to say, now the Gemara, not to the end of the daf is easy. Amar Rava, Menah Minala. How do I know I'm right? How do I know I'm right? I'll tell you how. Titania, there's a brisa that says like this: Chomer Shabbos Mishar Mitzvos. In a way, Shabbos is worse than other mitzvos. The Chomer Shab Mitzvos Mishabbos. And in another way, other mitzvos are worse than Shabbos. Chomer Shabbos Mishar Mitzvos. In what way is Shabbos worse? Shabbos Ose Shtayim Behelam Echad Chayavach Alachas Zachas. If I do writing and cooking in one period of unawareness, I got to bring two. Masha'in came Mishar Mitzvot. And Mishar Mitzvot is not like that. And V'chom is Shar Mitzvot Mishabbos. And Shar Mitzvot is worse than Shabbos. Shemishar Mitzvot, listen to this. Shogad B'lo Mishchavein Chayiv. If you do a Shogeg without Kavana, you're Chayiv. What does that mean? We'll explain. Masha'in came Mishabbos. On Shabbos, you don't have that. Now, Amar Mar. Now let's explain that. Chom is Shabbos Mishar Mitzvot. Shabbos is worse than other mitzvot. Shabbos osa shtayim behelam echad chayav akol achas vachas. If you do two in one period of unawareness, you chayav to each and every one. Masha'in kein b'shar mitzvos. And by all the mitzvos, you don't have that. Hechidem, one second, that's not true. Ilema the avad kitzira v'techina. If you did two malachos, the kaba say gabe shar mitzvos. And what would be the comparison to other mitzvos? Achal chelev v'dam, gave chelev v'dam. Shabbos is two, chelev v'dam is two. El shar mitzvos d'lo mechayev elachada hechidami. When would it be a case on other mitzvos you only chayev once? Dachal chelev v'chelev. You did chelev and chelev again. The kava say by Shabbos, stuff like ksira v'ketira, hachachada v'hachachada, right? Hachachada mechayev, hachachada mechayev. So how could it be? When is Shabbos worse? So the olam, the answer is the avad ketira v'techina. You did two malachos, masha'ein kein b'shar mitzvos. And what does it mean? You don't have this by other mitzvos. It means avodah zara. It means avodah zara. That avodah zara ukedir of ami, like Rav Ami said, the amar of ami. Zivech, the kiter, the nisech. If you do different acts of avodah zara, the halama achas, in one period of unawareness, and chayev el achas, you only chayev one time. That would not be true by Shabbos. That's the only time it's shar mitzvos. You do two malachos, you chayev twice. You do two malachos of avodah zara, you only chayev once. Now this whole brisa about in the way Shabbos is worse and in the way other mitzvos are worse, mayokimta.
But how can you compare it to avodah zara, where avodah zara doesn't have a diuk of the different things you're not allowed to do? It just says you can't worship avodah zara, so therefore it's one act.
That's exactly the point. Exactly. It's not right. But you can worship avodah zara in five different ways. You still only chayav once. And by Shabbos, if you violate Shabbos in five different ways, you chayav five times. That's all it's saying. You're right. Ein yekanami. It's not the greatest kiddush in the world. Yeah, but ein seifa. Look at the seifa. The seifa said chomer shar mitzvos. Other mitzvos are worse. Shabashar mitzvos shogag below mitzchavein chayiv. If you do a shogig without kavana, you're chayiv. Masha'in kein b'shabbos. And on Shabbos, that's called mitzasek, right? And I'm chayiv for that. Hi shogag below mitzchavein davodah zara hechidami. How could you be shogig on a avodah zara? You're shogig without kavana and you're chayiv. How could that be? What does it even mean? You're shogig without kavana. What does that mean? If you thought it was a shul, and you bow down in shul, then you're doing it to heaven. Right? Says Rashi, an unbelievable thing. Says Rashi, what avera did you do? Listen to this. Even if you knew it's a church, and you bow down, intending to bow down to Hashem, ein chiyuv kan. It's not an avera. You hear that?
What does that mean?
Possible.
What?
Like, what happened to Yagur Yharug Vayavar?
Asks the Ritva, and if Rashi's right, there's no more Harug Vayavar.
Right.
The guy asks me to bow down to the idol. I'll bow down, but I'll think about Hashem. So it's not a vodazara. As Rashi says, "Ein chiyuv kan." There's no more harg vayavar. That can't be right, right?
Right.
So the Ritva answers. You're right. The mitzvah of harg vayavar is to make a kiddush Hashem, not to bow down. Oh, I'm going to be cheap. I'm going to think it's for Hashem, and everyone's going to hate. The guy's going to leave me alone after that. No, you didn't make a kiddush Hashem. What do you think of that answer?
Interesting.
That was very interesting. Fascinating. Right? You didn't make a Kiddush Hashem. Ein Echanami. Maybe you. Now, let's say the guy puts a gun to his head, bow down to the idol. And you don't want to die, so you do it. You do it. Did you? But you're thinking about Hashem the whole time. Did you worship Avodah Zarah? No.
No.
No. Were you Mevatel the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem? Yes.
So
it's not Avodah Zarah.
Yes.
What about the Isser going into a church?
Is it no, it happened in the street.
What?
He forced you in. He forced you in. I don't know about the Isser.
One second. The case started off here by saying you didn't know if you were going. He went into a church. He thought it was a base medrash.
Right.
So, one second. If
And then Rashi said, and even if he knew it was a church, it's still okay as long as he had in mind for Hashem.
Right. So forget it. So take it. So is there two different averus entering a church? Like today we say you're not allowed to enter a church.
But that's a separate reason. That's not because of Avodah Zarah. You have Avodah Zarah walking in. It's not over to Avodah Zarah. You're giving them credence. You're giving them cheshivas. There might be other reasons. Amaris Ayin maybe. But it's not Avodah Zarah to walk into a church. You're not supposed to walk in 100% that. But you're not worshiping Avodah Zarah just by walking in. Okay, so that can't be right. Ella, man, how about this one? The Chazi Andarta. You saw a bust of George Washington. The Shavidla. He bowed down to George Washington. The Heichi Dami. One second. What does that mean? If you think George Washington is a god and you bow down to him, that's a Avodah Zarah. And if he's not a Avodah Zarah, says, no, it's nothing. You bow down to George Washington because he's the first president. No, that's nothing. So what's the case of shogeg without being mischaving? What does that mean? Ella, the answer is, me'ahava ubiyira. You bow down because you love somebody else or you're afraid of somebody else, says Rashi. Me'ahavas adam or me'iras adam. Heshtachava la avodah zarah. Right? The kari le shogeg below mischaving. Right? You met a girl, you met a guy, and she tells you to bow down to the idol. So because of her, you love her, you'll do it. You don't care about the avodah zarah. Says Rashi, lo mischavin klomar, shogeg b'hachi. The sover, you think, kivon de'im mischavin, libo lelakus, mutter. Since you think to yourself, listen, I don't care about avodah zarah, all I care about is that girl. So if I bow down to the avodah zarah, I'm not doing an avera. That's what you think to yourself. Okay? What is that? It's basically an example of, I thought it's okay. I thought it's okay to bow down to an avodah zarah. What is that? That's a machlokas between Abaye and Rava. Ha nichol Abaye. Damar chayiv. The Abaye says you chayiv in that case. El Rava damar pater ma'ikol neimer. Rava taka says you pater. So if Rava says you pater in that case, I'm sorry. I take that back. You bow down thinking I'm only doing it to impress a girl. So is that avodah zarah? Rava said no. So we're trying to find the case. We're trying to find the case where it's avodah zarah without kavana, and it's a shogeg. According to Rava, trying to impress a girl is not that case. So back to square one. Ella ba'omer mutter. You said it's mutter, right? Rashi says, kigon ger shenis gai ben anachrim, hasava she'en avodah zarah b'torah. He never knew about avodah zarah. The kari le shogeg b'lo mitzchavein. It's shogeg, because he never knew the halacha, and he doesn't have kavana to do the avera, right? Ba'omer mutter. So that's shogeg without kavana, and that is mutter. I'm sorry. That's an avera. Masha'in came b'Shabbos to patal lagamri. And what about on Shabbos if that happened? What would the case be on Shabbos? We said other averas are worse than Shabbos because the other averos, shogeg below kavana is chayiv, and on Shabbos it's putter. On Shabbos it's putter? That's not putter. The whole question was, are you chayiv once or twice? Have a putter legamri low? No one says you putter altogether. That's the case from a few days ago where you made a mistake on both. You forgot it was Shabbat. You never learned about Shabbat, and you never learned about the malachas. So how many mistakes is that? Is it one or is it two? So fine, one or two, not zero. How could that be right? El alav, the case must be that it can't be. That can't make sense. Reisha about avodah zarah. The reisha is talking about avodah zarah. The reisha was talking about avodah zarah, where if you do five different acts of idol worship, it's only one avera. Shabbat, it's five averas. The seifa, the shar mitzvos. And the Seifa was talking about other mitzvos, not Avodah Zarah. It can't be Avodah Zarah. The shogeg below mischavim b'shar mitzvos hechidami. How could it be a shogeg without kavana by other mitzvos? Very simple. Dish tzavar, dish shuman huva ochlo. You thought it was kosher and you ate it. It's shogeg without kavana. Masha ein kein b'shabbos. And corresponding on Shabbos, the potter, will you be potter? Very simple. Then it's chavin lachtach et atalosh, v'chatach et amachubar, potter. You potter for that. Rava said, if you want to pick up the detached and you pick up the attached, you're potter. That's exactly the opposite halacha of the case of the meat. The meat you'd be chayiv. If I thought it was kosher meat and I ate it, I'm chayiv. If I wanted to pick up the detached and pick up the attached, I'm potter. Now, Abaye said you're chayiv in that case. How could it be a case of shogeg without kavana? So the Gemara says, a very difficult case. I'm not sure I understand this case. The savar roku, you thought it was rope. You didn't even think it was meat. You didn't even think it was meat juice. You thought it was water. Ubalo, and you swallowed it. So you didn't do it. You didn't have a kavana bichlal for maisa achila. Just you were misasik in your own roke or something. Mashen came b'shabes. That would be the potter. That would be the potter. Then it's chavin lagbiyat hatalosh. B'chata. One second. Mashen came b'shabes. The potter. Then it's chavin lagbiyat hatalosh. The chata chesam mechubar potter. Right. Second. According to Abai, you're not potter in that case. Oh, yeah, you potter. I will describe it like a talosh, because it's a mechubar, chayev, you'd be chayev. Right, the case is, you lagbia et talosh. That's the case of the knife. That everyone holds you potter. So drinking your own spit and somehow this isser in there, that's mamash masasik. That no one holds as a problem. Even Abaya would agree to that. But the case of the flowers, Abaya would say it's chayev. Whoa. Okay, we got to the itmar. The end of the half, the second half of the daf was not bad. All right.
That's kind of looking more like what Rashi said, the last bit.
Correct. That's right. Exactly. All right. So we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow by Itmar. Everybody have tomorrow's daf is like one of the key dafs of all of Shas. The 39 Malachos and tomorrow's daf. All right. We'll pick up tomorrow. Yeah. Everybody have a great day.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Yeah. Have a nice day.
Have a good day.